Well, go dafyem Yerushalmi Shir is Lelu Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rabbi Zeb Ben Tzvi Alevi, Zechetzai Levocha. We're holding in Beit Zod after Zvov in the Art School of Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Alocha Yud in the bottom of Yudal Damund Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Haboyre Kidneys Beyomtev. So the Mishnah now is transferring it to the Malocha of Breiro. Breiro means selecting. Someone was selecting kidneys, which is legumes. How should you do it? He should take out what he wants to eat, and he can eat it. I mean, he takes out the food, and he eats it immediately. The normal way he does it. I mean, he can take out the dirt out of the food. But he does it in his lap, in a large bowl. Tavla, napa, kvara are different instruments that are used for breiro, meaning types of sifters. So you don't use that, you don't use the regular kli. What he can do is he brings a bowl full of water, he puts the legumes into the water, and then the food stays down, the dirt goes up. We'll see in the Gemara that Rav Gamliel is coming to be more machmer. So the word Rabbi Yonah by Rabbi Yonah asked the question. Also, ken b'Shabbes al de b'Chamay, ma'u she'echayav. Meaning, what b'Chamay allowed to do is to take out oichel, to take out the food, to take out the good part and eat. If you do it on Shabbos, is he chayav? Meaning, not only that it's not going to be allowed, but it's going to be chayav chatos. Continues the Gemara that the Tzvav Amud Alef. Only Rabbi Yisiv v'lam aloy. Why not? Ilo also ken b'Shabbes al de v'Sil el Shemayin chayav v'och chayav. Regarding Shabbos, we still say that in Yom Tov you can take out the dirt out of the food. If you do that in Shabbos, you're chayav. So we allowed you in Yom Tov, you're chayav on Shabbos. Also according to Beit Shammai, you take out the food out of the dirt, but in Shabbos you'll be chayav. Omar Amane Yo'is Omar Rav Yoino Abo. Rav Yoino, my father, he did ask a good question. Lo Yaseh Al De Beit Shammai. The question is only according to Beit Shammai. Lama Huto Michal Breir B'Yom Tov Lo Huto Michal Breir B'Shabbos. Is the pshat that in Yom Tov you're allowed to do some breiro, not all breiro according to Beit Shammai, but some breiro you could do. And taking food out of the dirt is somewhat of breiro. So you could do it on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos not. Or maybe according to Beit Shammai, you can't do any breiro. And this is not considered to be breiro, taking food out of the psoilus. So according to Beit Shammai, I'm not sure what they hold. But he basically clearly hold that in Yom Tov there's no breiro. So that's clearly whatever you can allow to do in Yom Tov, but Shabbos is usur. But according to Beit Shammai, I'm not sure about that. He has two pieces of food, nothing is dirt. He took out food out of food. According to Chizkiyah, whenever you're doing selecting, it's considered to be breiro. According to Rabbi Yochanan, only if you take out, you're separating food from dirt. Says the Gemara, Mastiso Pligol of Chizkiyah. The price argues of Chizkiyah because it says, he will do breiro and eat it and leave it on the table. The Gemara understands leaving it on the table, what does it mean? So you're leaving for a long time later. How can you leave it? That's breiro. One of the conditions of breiro is that you eat it immediately, as you saw in the beginning of the Mishnah. So if you, why would you allow it to leave it for a long time? Has to be that it's not considered to be breiro because it's food from food. Says the Gemara, Boyin Barachia b'Shem Shmuel b'Avitzrok Tiposa b'Shoyu Oichim Oichlim Rishoyna Rishoyna. When he says to put it on the table, it doesn't mean put it on the table and leave it for a long time. Put it on the table and the guests will eat it immediately. And the chiddush is not only for yourself, you could do breir for others as well. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Ve'atani, vat shelo yivur is kol oisoy hamin. You do breir only to eat it or to put on the table, but not just to do breir to separate everything that you have in front of you. And continues there the Braiso, imasaken mishabbos chayav. You did it on Shabbos, you're chayav. Meaning, this case of having food and food mixed up, if you did it on Shabbos, you chayav. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, I understand. I'll die to the Chizkiyah, Shkana Boyer Kedarik with Shabbos chayav. According to Chizkiyah, that's exactly what Chizkiyah said. When you have food and food mixed up, if you did Breyer, you chayav. But what do you say, according to Abiyuch, and food is no Breyer. So why is Shabbos, you chayav? Says the Gemara, I'll die to Abiyuch, Shkana Boyer Kedarik with Komacher chayav. Meaning, there is Breyer that you chayav when you're taking out a psoilus mi'oichel, dirt from food. So therefore, I did a gzeira that you should not do a total breira on Shabbos, even food for food, even though there's not breira, gzeira to when you do a breira. I'll die to the Chizkiyah. I feel iguli mitoch iguli, I feel rimonim in goy rimonim. According to Chizkiyah, when food for food is breira, even if you have circles of figs, you know, different circles of figs, or different pomegranates, so even though they're the same type of food, you still cannot do breira. So when kine afilu bnei nosh, we mean goy bnei nosh. So if so, maybe also if you have a group of people and you call one of them to come out, it will also be a problem according to Chizkiyah. The Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara just says, my kedoin, and what do we paskin? And the Gemara doesn't answer who we paskin, why? What do we paskin like? Meaning, the Gemara just says, there's something, there's no machlekes. Kolam amoy, everybody agrees, lehado amar avimi, what avimi said, avimi avali orchin, he had guests, avi kamayon turmesin upisilayo. He gave in front of these vegetables called turmesin, and they're dirt as well. Amaloni told him, have in mind that you can eat the dirt part in the end. I mean, you're not eating only the food, you're eating also the psoilus. So the chiddush is, according to Chizkiyah, you can't do brayer food for food. But that's only if you want to eat one food, the other one you don't eat. But if you want to eat both, then it's not brayer. So you can say, I'm going to eat this part first, then the second part second. Even according to Chizkiyah, that's not an issue of brayer. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitzot Daf Tesvov.